This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Oh, touch me where I potty. Outburst, I'm sorry. The music got me.
This music brings the emotions of touch me where I potty?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Touch me where I potty.
It's a new hit song by DJ Fizz.
Our 93.3 FLC, number one for music and fun. Always playing the hottest new hits. This is from Seth Kushner on with DJ Yippee Yo, and it's called "Touch Me Where I Touch Me Where I Potty."
I think that could be actually a hit song if someone could whip me up a beat by the weekend.
Touch me where I potty. Touch me where I potty. Touch me where I potty. Potty, 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 potty. Touch me when I potty.
Well, no, not when I potty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where?
Sorry.
Yeah, don't be gross.
That would be the follow-up hit.
Yeah.
Touch me where I potty would be the one that got him into the potty game, and then touch me when I potty.
Yeah.
And then touch me after I
potty.
It's
pottied. On the dark web.
Yeah, it's number one on the dark web. Touch Me Where I Potty by Seth
dark
Kushner.
Web hits.
I was looking for more of a fun kind of vibe, but you know, I'll take the money where I can get it.
Didn't the chain smokers have, like, you know, what was that called? What was that? God.
What, I don't know. They, you know,
chain smokers.
Their first hit they had.
Oh, it was what they have? Do the Helen Keller.
No, what, but it was like the bathroom. That bathroom.
Oh yeah, 303. Who are we talking about? Oh, the Chainsmokers.
You know, like it was like some two bitches in the bathroom, and
words
it was just
on the bathroom walls.
No, I don't.
We're
know.
We're off the rails.
Whatever the biggest goddamn hit that the Chainsmokers ever. The big. Come here, give me a cigarette. That one.
Oh. Selfie.
Yeah.
Somebody shut up and give me a selfie. That one.
Yeah.
The selfie deal, Seth, could be, you know, almost as popular as "Touch Me Where I Potty."
Yeah,
well, touch me where I potty. Touch me where I potty.
I've got some free time right now. The podcasting world's kind of opened up a little bit. I got some free time on my schedule, so I'm thinking about becoming a YouTube artist.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have, or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. So just put in "Touch Me Where I Potty."
Touch me where I potty.
When Jason's at the table.
When me and Seth were in the bathroom, I looked at Seth and he had his pants down and he looked at me dead in the eye and he goes, "Touch me where I potty."
I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl. Do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. So, what do you think? Did you think that girl was pretty? Has gosh, she's so short and that dress is so tacky. Who wears cheetah? It's not even summer. Why does the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After you go to the bathroom...
Like, this is what society is. Everybody's just bitching.
Can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.
But first, touch me where I potty. You know, I don't know if the Lightning's going to be as good next year, and I hope that Tom Brady comes through for the Bucks, and I hope the Rays don't choke in the playoffs, and, you know, I hope everything goes good, and I hope that my kid doesn't get COVID, and I hope that everything goes... But before that, touch me where I potty. Seth, we could completely, like, go through all the high spot drama things you got in your life. You know, I hope when I go home today, I'm able to stop by and get a chai latte with a THC kicker. I hope that I, when I go to my shed, all my Ryobi's batteries, only one of them, are all charged up and it's not blinking like it's a dead cell. But before all that,
touch me where I potty.
Touch me where I potty. So before I traded in this cheap Patriot, it was really crappy. And so then I went down to Elder Ford, and I got me a brand new used Fusion, and it's unbelievable, and the payments are low. But before all that...
Touch me where I potty.
Touch me where I potty. Sometimes I go over to my mom's house, and it seems like it's nonstop Bubba, 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 Bubba. They love Bubba more than me, and it makes me really down, and it really upsets me. But before all that...
Touch me where I potty.
Touch me where I potty. All right, so you got it. That's going to be set.
You
know
that.
You know that Carlos, and you know that Naples John... And Jim the Ass Bucket and Brian Breezebros and all the guys who does parodies for us, Dark Match Jimmy, they're all going to come up with. I actually am encouraging you to come. I'll make it even another deal. I'm going to make it a contest.
Wow, what's happening here?
I'm
going to
make it a contest, Seth.
Okay.
And the person that comes up with the best Seth Kushner, touch me where I potty.
Oh, man.
Gets a brand new magical butter machine.
Woo-hoo.
The best parody. Of Touch Me Where
That's
I Potty.
That's a deal.
$200-and-some-dollar value.
Well, John from Naples has a new one that to play for today.
Okay, what's the format? I'm Bubba, and I flipped out like a goddamn gorilla yesterday?
Yes.
So anyway, not to be confused, John from Naples, you can enter into the Seth Touch Me Where I Potty deal, of course. I can't give you a Magical Butter MB2 machine for today's submission, but you're certainly probably, I would say, maybe a forerunner, a favorite, if you will, in the Seth Touch Me Where I Potty.
That was a quick turnaround on the song from yesterday.
Yeah, it was. So now, Seth, do we need to get some ISOs from you?
Kevin's bringing into you right now.
You know, like, touch me. Like, we're gonna probably have to.
No, you know, if they're going to make it, they're going to have to go with what I've already given them. I've given them enough Touch Me Where I Potties. They can go cut up the show if they want the magical butter machine. I'm not here to make their job easier. What am I getting out of this?
Can you just one more time?
Touch me.
No, not an opera deal, but more like a, you know, salacious, you know, almost feminine sounding Seth Kushner. Touch me where I'm
like almost if I was about to get a tram stamp.
Like if you worked for Drew again and you guys were attracted to each other.
And I was like, okay. Touch me where I potty.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Like if you would have continued to work for Drew and you would have taken his advances. Yeah. That locked you up.
Okay. He never hit on me. Touch me where I potty.
That's so good.
I know. Easy. You're the heavy breathing.
By the way, today is Colton's last day.
Oh,
we're very sad, as much as, you know, I wanted to get rid of him. I didn't want to get rid of him. I love little Colton. It's just, you know what? The job has changed a little bit, you know? We need a little less maintenance and janitorial stuff and a little bit more, you know, production type deal.
And I think Colton realized that.
And he realizes that, and he realizes his limitations. You know, that would be like if I worked for a job and all of a sudden, you know, it was, all I had to do was take out the trash and do some things, and then all of a sudden they came to me and go, you know, Bubba, part of this job's going to require you to have to run a mile. At lunch. what do you mean? I'm doing real good taking out the trash and keeping the weeds down, right? Yeah, but, you know.
I just ride my moped around?
No, it's going to be, it's for some reason, we're getting a huge tax break if our employees can run a mile during lunch. So you have to run a mile. I hate
to tell you, but I got my 2 weeks notice ready to go.
Yeah, that's kind of what Colton did. So this Colton's like, Colton, you're gonna be judged by how many views you get on these whipped up videos. That's what he said. The only thing I need to whip up is his 2 week resignation.
Well, I mean, hey, much respect for Colton.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a little ceremony planned for Colton. Anna went out and got the cake.
Oh.
Blitz, on behalf of the show, went out and got the gift. Yep. The gift is from all of us. It's from the Bubba Radio Network. And then we thought maybe Anna, in getting the cake,
with kicking the ass,
would get the card. But we did not ask her to get a card, so she did not get a card.
I got another little gift for him. What?
What, a doobie?
Well, we're not giving out gifts yet.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, it's really small.
So let me, oh yeah, it's a pin joint. So, and he'll scoff at your pin joint. He's just going to cut it open and put it as part of his blunt deal.
He'll take it, though. I think he will. Yeah.
He wouldn't turn down anything. Lummy, we don't have a card. Uh-oh. We don't have, like, sorry, you're leaving. It's been a great... How long has Colton been officially, like, how long has he been here? Is he on the
slate? He said it wasn't 5 years, I heard.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
That's what we get for your five, you know. Like, a lot of companies have, like, you know, 5 years you get like this, and at 10 years you get that. At 5 years here, we will accept your resignation. That's what the thing is here.
Bubba, I got nothing in 18 years of COG, so I think you're
nothing?
Right. You're right on par with what the billionaire companies are doing.
Well, that's something, because I've heard various Cox hosts say, well, we made it 10 years. Cox has sent a catalog for us to pick out something. Alarm clock with a, yeah. You know, you didn't get any of that?
No, I got that, but I was busy working, so I didn't get to fill out my thing on time, so I didn't get a prize.
You didn't get the little M&Ms with your name on it?
I definitely didn't get that.
I actually think that they gave it to Seth, and he pretty much scoffed at it and said something very cynical about your, you know, stupid stuff that you're offering me. Can I just do a podcast?
I didn't want.
How about you keep the wooden spoon set and let me do a podcast?
You're right. I didn't want their crap.
But am I right?
I didn't want them to pay. Yeah, I don't want your. But what is a pen going to do for me? Give me money, man.
I don't want your trinkets. No, you don't even want money. You just want the opportunity to be able to do something a little bit different.
I just want them
on your free time.
Sorry,
no big deal.
Yeah, go away.
So Lummy, we don't have a card. We don't have a card. So I was thinking about making, you know. We can do this ceremony in an hour or however long it takes.
I got paper.
But, you know, you have your trapper book over there, right?
Yeah.
Like your...
He just ripped a sheet out of his trapper keeper and said, this'll work.
He's got his trapper keeper. You're the only guy that carries it. Well, I take that back. I do have my little daily planner.
Yeah, you have your calendar.
Am I showing a little bit of my uncoolness by having... Like, a lot of people do this electronically. Like, you know, they have this type of thing electronically.
That's like a teaching planning book or something, lesson plans.
Pretty much.
Well, but, you know, like, hold on.
Hey, as long as it works for you.
Yeah, but see, you've been doing that for so long.
I don't want people to see this very top part here. I got to build a little something. You know what's up there, Blitz. My numbers.
Yeah.
My numbers are up there.
Yeah, yeah.
I keep very extensive numbers. So, but, like, this is my stuff, like my, I got a little planner here, and I write down what I got going on.
Yeah, that's cool, I like that.
And you've been doing that with the same type of calendar for years and years.
Oh yeah, I've been doing this since like 2000.
Yeah, forget going digital then.
Yeah, so I write, you know, I write down what I got going on, like today.
Talk to me.
Today, show, I got show, mark the landlord right after the show, head directly to Ocala. Work all night on track.
Mm.
Are you the type of person that likes crossing things off? Is that your stick?
No, and my no.
Okay.
And what the worst thing, that the most anxiety that I get is when I make a list of things I'd like to get done during the day, and sometimes I never did one of them. And it's like really important stuff, like go to the bank and get a new card.
Yeah.
Or
that stuff sucks.
You know, do this or do that or return this particular email or get this. And it's like, by the time I get done from the show, I'm just like, oh, Calgon, take me away. I just want to
crash. That's why you have to make simple lists like eat lunch, watch porn, breathe. And
then you're off.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, my God, I did everything on my list today.
4:30, take pills.
Yeah.
5:30, pass out.
And then you're like, oh, my gosh, I did 5 things on my list yesterday. I feel like I was so accomplished.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah. Down.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. Thenewdealshop.com. Promo code Bubba. I always feel, I know that, like, if I was to go to therapy or something, they would tell me that this is something. But I have anxiety. I always have a list of stuff to do. Like, I never accomplish. I'm never. Are other people like that where you yes. never get any? You get it
you
done.
Write down 10 things and do two of them?
Right.
Yeah.
And you always have 10 things that need done.
Because yep. we always want to work. We're always trying to work on stuff. We always want to, like, make things better or perfect something or.
Like, Blitz, let me give you an example. I got that van that I bought from Beasley back in the day, the old Q105 van,
mm-hmm.
that diesel, that 7.3, and I painted it all black, and I used it at my race shop just to, you know, pull stuff.
Okay.
Well, it's at the racetrack, BRP.
Oh, I didn't know. I still had that thing.
Yeah, and it's an old 7.3, like 92
okay.
Ford Econoline 250. And I know it's worth, I mean, just those 7.3s are worth a lot of money.
You know what the crazy part is? What's starting to go up in value? Well, used cars in general are just going up in value.
Trucks?
Ridiculous. But conversion vans from like the 90s and 80s.
Oh, Explorer, like that kind
yes.
of deal?
Yep.
That's what's going through the roof right now?
One in good condition from like the late 80s is about 10 grand.
Why? What are they getting renovated and turned into tiny homes or something?
Yeah. I mean, if they've already
You're
been converted.
Right, Seth, that's what they're doing.
Well, if they've already been converted.
People in LA are living in them.
Well, that's true, too. But yeah. if they've already been converted, they have beds and TVs and that stuff. And
yeah.
Like old stuff. But
so, like, for instance, I got this van, this cargo van at this. And all I need to do, really, Blitz, is probably get a new battery and, you know, maybe some starting fluid. I could get it going.
I said it's probably been sitting for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, now. But I could get it going. And I need to get it going. And I need to get it going either to keep it and use it at the track or to sell it.
Yeah.
And because I could probably make at least $1,000 off that thing.
Probably.
And so I just, every time I go to the track, there it is. But I got so many, I got 80 piles of clay to mix in. So, like, I don't know. I just always got a list.
Well, don't spin yourself out like yesterday. Let's stay calm. Let's stay focused. Don't worry about the list right now. Because remember that first thing you wrote down, show. You worry about that. You cross that up. Then you worry about your 80 pounds of clay. Let's go.
So now I should just worry about having show, meeting with Mark the landlord, because he's got my, Mark the rugged-ass landlord, went over to OTC, I think, and picked up my moped, my black moped.
So you got two now?
Well.
Somebody needs to record it, by the way.
Yeah. Lummy, I do have two, but I'm going to send the blue one now over there and let him get that thing all fixed up.
Get a tune-up.
And then, Lummy, I'll have two. I'll have two because I drive the blue one everywhere. It doesn't seem to be. But, Blitz, don't you think while I got OTC that's working with me here, I probably should send the blue one?
Absolutely.
And that way I know they're both dialed in.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, are you having any issues with the blue one?
None.
Right
now? None.
Okay.
But none. I can get it going like 43, 44. But.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to get a tune-up.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea for them to look at it a little bit. So, Lummy, I need you to make a big
turning light fixed or something.
Yeah, Lummy, I need you to make a card.
Okay.
We have a cake, we have a present for Colton's last day. He's retiring for the BRN.
Is there any chance he has a present for you, Bubba?
Oh, I don't know. Can we not say resigning, and can we say retiring from radio?
Do we put like congratulations? You're retiring.
Congratulations for your early retirement. Yes.
Or just can we put congrats?
Let me.
Why, I don't know how to spell congratulations.
Why don't you just?
Why are we giving him a card?
Why not? It's
What's he gonna do? Save it?
It's gonna be a.
He will save it.
It's a homemade card, Seth. We're not going down to CVS and buying a Florida. Have you seen how much cards are?
I thought about getting...
Cards are the dumbest thing ever.
Well, I know, but I thought about getting Colton something, but I'm like, all right, I like Colton. He's cool, but he's leaving. So you get presents for that?
You don't have to worry about it because Blitz already got a present that he's going to like more than anything on behalf of all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Do you work at the BRN?
But did Anna go...
Are you an employee here? Do you get a paycheck?
Yes, sir.
All right, then on behalf of everybody who gets paychecks here...
Thank you. Did Anna go rogue with the cake, though, or is that part of the BRN special, too?
She went and got it, but the BRN's paying.
Oh, okay. Back. All right. I feel better then.
Her
I thought
Blitz
she
worked it out.
I thought she did that on her own.
You gave him like $4 in coins.
Yeah, you're right.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's square.
Yeah, we're fine.
Now, Lummy. Lummy, you need to make a what are you going to make your card out of?
C-O-N-G-R-A.
Out of trapper paper?
Yeah. Oh, I got a piece of paper here.
All right, let's let me see if I can get somebody... Cave, see if you can send me that scribbling sound effects that I had yesterday when we were doing deep high a couple days ago. What was it? High deep thoughts with Lummy. It was a
deep thoughts with high Lummy.
Yeah, deep thoughts with high Lummy. Lummy, you know what? We haven't had the same dynamic with you since then. Like this straight.
Well, he was drunk. Yeah, weren't you drunk yesterday?
No, well, you told
How's
me to
your
back
breath?
It down, and
How's
then
your
I re-listened.
Breath? How's your breath?
Good.
Did you bring any breath regiment?
Yes.
What do you got?
I have the 7-Eleven, my $3.58.
Show me the volume left in it, please. Show me how much she's got left. Okay, that'll last for the show. I'd like you very aggressively. I'd like for you to have, by the end of the show, used all of that.
Oh, my God.
That means you're going to have a wintry, fresh smell breath.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Are you making your card right now, Lummy?
He's staring at the paper. He can't move.
Lummy, can't you host the show and make the card at the same time?
Is it okay if the card is too small?
We don't care.
Just
Lummy.
Make the card. We'll right. determine the goddamn card life when you're card, done with Lummy. It. But you gotta make the card in order for me to like or not like the card. Hello, sir.
Hello, Lummy.
Hello. There we go.
How you doing there on that card, man?
I'm doing great,
hey,
thank you.
Bubba, real quick.
The listeners are even as big a dick as everybody else around here. Yes, sir, go ahead, I got you.
Hey, what about the new news of the president with COVID?
Yeah, great, awesome. I love it. I'll be talking about it here in a little bit. Everybody in the world's talking about it. Here's my official 2 cents. Donald, you got the COVID. You and your wife got the COVID. All eyes are going to be on you. If you come through this okay, that'll solidify your position. If you really, really get sick, well, it might not work out too good for you.
Yeah, what if he dies?
Oh, that's even worse, sir. But if you are on the finest stuff known to man, I mean, you're going to be getting in front of the microphone every day. So I just want to let you know today's day two of COVID, and I'm feeling excellent and feeling tremendous.
Yeah,
feeling
I mean,
really
so
it's really great.
I really do think he'll be perfectly fine. But what would happen if he really did die?
Oh man, you know,
Pence would be president.
You know, hold on. You know that they blitz. They have they're sparing no expense to make sure that they got the. They probably got gasoline pumping through his veins.
No,
probably hooks up to this big machine at night that just completely cleanses him.
And I know that Pence would take over for now, but who would actually run for president?
Well, I think Pence would probably be.
And I don't know. That's not a good look.
No. I just want to know protocol. Like, what happens if?
Why do you got this guy dying all of a sudden?
Oh, he's not going to.
Can I ask this? Do you think that he had COVID 2 weeks ago? He's over it, and now he's talking about it.
Maybe
strategically make it. I'm not getting here saying
he doesn't have it or anything. I'm saying, did he get through this already? And now they're saying, hey, we've got this. We're gonna kind of hunker down because he couldn't say it if he had it during the debate, could he?
No, you're right. You're right. So he had to get through that first debate if he had it.
But then again, I don't know if they're toting him around with COVID. But then again, I don't know. Is it a huge deal still?
See,
I don't know.
But here's the deal. That's why this is going to be kind of, you know, how he handles it and how he gets through it and how they spin it is going to be interesting, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, it's how they spin. I got to think the only way they can spin it is if they just look it like it hasn't really affected his life at all. They throw him in front of the camera every day. He's like, it's day four.
And I'm kicking ass.
Of COVID, and I've not taken nothing, and my body's naturally getting through it. And I had sex with my hot wife. She's got COVID. We exchanged COVID night.
Does he turn into Chris Cuomo?
He turns into a bunch of different people. I'm a good host, not a good impressionist.
Do you think he gave it to Melania?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she gave it to him.
Yes, I think she's been messing around with a gardener, and that dirty gardener got me.
I mean, but this many
people having sex with my wife.
How do you not get it in politics with as many hands as you're shaking, as many people as you're meeting? I mean, you can have all the protocol you want, but you're around just so many people.
And here's 1 month, 4 weeks before we elect whomever is going to be the president. And if you were to get it, Seth, if you were going to get it and conquer it, you couldn't have timed it any better. You get it? You got to be 14-day Willie. That's 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Put you to the middle of October. Boom, you get over it. You come out and say, I'm over it. And then you got 2 weeks to hit the trail because you've already – and you can't give COVID to anybody because you've already gotten it.
I want to see Trump.
Now you're out there shaking babies and everything because you got the goddamn antibody.
I want to see Trump in the hospital and they're trying to give him a respirator and he pushes it out of the way and then he rips the IV out. He's like, screw this. I'm going back on the campaign trail. And then he's like –
they hit the presidential music. He goes out and boom.
And then each town he speaks in, he's wearing the hospital gown that he left the hospital in.
With
he's
IV. Like, he's hanging out,
he's
right?
Like, I conquered COVID without anything, okay? And you can do it, too.
He's still in his... And he walks away in his ass. Yeah. That's the way hospital gowns showed, right? But listen to this, man. If you think about it, this is going to be huge for him because he'll beat it. You know he's going to beat it.
He already beat it.
And then that puts him at 14 days out. Now, Anna, I think at that point he has the antibodies, or he at least, by theory, the way most people think this thing, he won't get it, and he can't give it to you because he's already had it.
Yeah, I think.
So now he's like, I'm that much more accessible. And Joe, the whole rap on him is he's frail anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so here Donald came in and showed you, I'm not frail. I just beat COVID, bitches.
We're going to be getting hourly updates, too, him on Twitter.
Just want to let you know, Donald Trump took a poop at noon.
He said he's good, which is good. It's good when they tell you that they're feeling no symptoms. You don't want anybody to be going through, like, you know, the flu or anything like that.
I hope he doesn't start doing rock-type videos. The worst thing I've ever been through in my entire life.
No.
I had no symptoms, but
he's
it was the worst thing
that.
Ever.
He's going to be like, this was easy peasy.
Yeah. I know.
I felt nothing.
He'll say the Rock's a bitch.
This actually... This actually, man, in this whole dirty game of politics that everybody's playing on both sides, okay, let's just admit it, I think this is the dirtiest, slinging muddest, worst name calling. Like, this is just absolutely the worst that it's ever been. And this actually is a good thing. Borderline almost work. Blitz, I almost feel like this is almost like a work.
Sure.
Like the Republicans, if Donald didn't have it 2 days ago, somebody swabbed him up and gave it to him. I think they have a little container of COVID-19 that they can just give to anybody.
Like a weak strain?
Yeah. Say, hey, Donald, come here. We got to swab your inside of your presidential nose. Oh, you got the COVID? Really, he doesn't even have the COVID. The test tube already had the COVID in it.
Mm-hmm. And exactly 2 weeks from yesterday is the second debate, so that's pretty perfect.
He'll come out.
Come back second debate and be like, I got through it. No big deal. Let's roll.
You should have a T-shirt on that had this big COVID with the red line through it. I'm COVID free, bitch. There's, ladies and gentlemen of America, there's two men on this stage, and one of them beat COVID.
I mean, in all seriousness,
who are you going to vote for?
In all seriousness, though, I mean, he is at the age where you could take a lick from it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is. If he does have it, you got it. You really do have to monitor him and make sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not just letting him do whatever he wants. They're going to probably really look after him if he has it hardcore for the next 2 weeks.
And here's the deal, though. You're right. He is at the age where this could be a problem, right? So if it isn't a problem, and the stronger he gets through this, the better it's going to be his position with regards to how he's handled all the whole thing, right?
Well, just makes him look like a durable person, a durable leader.
The next debate, Seth, he had to go, Joe, I just want to let you know I beat COVID, so I got this test tube right here that's got COVID in it. And how about we give you COVID for the American, and then we'll see if you make it to the next debate. And if you make it, then you know what, Joe? You're a better man than I thought you were. And then Joe's got to take it. He's like, oh, I got to take it, because if I don't take it, I'm going to look weak.
And really, you know, in a few weeks, if he gets through it and he's fine, it's he can say, hey, look, I'm good. You don't have to worry about me getting it anymore. I've already got it.
And then he should say, he wanted Joe to take a drug test. He'd be like, Joe, let us give you COVID. And if you can get, because we want the American people to know that their president can beat COVID. I beat it. You haven't beaten it yet, Joe. It could take you out, buddy. I'm 74. You're almost 79. It could take you right at the knees, cuz. Bam. You want to vote for a guy that's not going to be able to? I mean, your president has to be able to beat COVID, metaphorically and physically. And
I wonder how this is going to change.
He should rip his shirt off like Hogan. That's what he should do.
What about Melania? Who's thinking about her? Who's going to help her get through this?
She's so hot. I'm so hot to COVID.
You think her hotness will just kill it?
Yeah. Her hotness will just straight kill it.
What about Ivanka? Is she okay?
Oh, her hotness will kill it, too.
Well, she doesn't have it,
does
she?
I don't know about little Baron. Baron might take a lick on the deal.
Oh, no. Let's hope not.
I'm Donald Trump, and I just want to let you know that COVID...
You're Jesse Ventura.
The COVID...
I know, that's what I thought.
COVID came to the White House and said, I want one of your family members, and we'll call it a day. I gave him Baron.
That's his real son, right?
Yeah.
What the hell?
The Bubba the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor, consisting of hyperbolic statements and parody on the backside, including the use of disclaimers to cover their collective
Obviously,
asses.
Obviously, COVID doesn't come knocking at your door and ask for one of your kids. I mean, is there any more fun and games and parody left?
Sometimes you got to sacrifice a few kids here and there.
Knock, knock, knocking on the White House door looking for the kid. Hello, who is it? It's COVID. Hey, COVID, what are you looking for? I got to have one of your family members. Who you giving up?
I got to have that kid.
I got to have that kid. We've got to find this kid, Willie Crane.
They're probably trying to pass off Pence as a family member at that point.
Hey,
I got this stepbrother here.
Uncle Pence from Indiana, you know.
Hey, Pence, someone's at the door for you.
Oh, yeah, who is it? COVID. He wants you to show him around the White House. Okay. You know, I haven't been able to do anything for the last 3 weeks. I'd gladly give a White House tour to COVID. Well, COVID, there's the Abraham Lincoln room, and there's the Red Room, and there's the Monica Lewinsky room where she did the Clinton high-low. Would you say your name was again? I'm COVID. I'm here to kill you. Oh, okay. Can you imagine if COVID knocked at your door and the rule was you had to sacrifice somebody in your family?
Yeah,
and once a family
is like the story of Passover.
Once the family has given up one, then the family's good. Like if they went to the... Like, if COVID went to the Kushner family, Well, if Bob Hope Kushner and Elise Kushner offered him just one fam, then they can't mess with
I'm
any.
Not in their house,
like, they can't
though.
Go to Brett's it's, family. They can't go to Micah's family. Like, you only got one.
It's, hold on. If I see COVID going door to door, much like I do anybody going door to door, I'm leaving. Like, if I see somebody two houses down about to come to my house and make a threat for murder, I'm going to hop in my car and probably go drive around the block a few times till they're done soliciting.
I would offer COVID my brother-in-law, Tarek.
He's a good offering.
I love him so much, but like, if it was Tyler and my stepdad and my mom and my sister, you know, I'm gonna have to.
Well, Tark's not blood.
Oh, if it's blood.
Well, no, I'm saying, of course you're gonna offer him first because everybody else you mentioned is blood to you.
It's no sweat, and Tara will find love again. Those jugs aren't going anywhere.
Bubba, who are you gonna offer from here?
It's no sweat, Tara will find love again. Those jugs aren't going anywhere. That's I love it.
Thank you.
What, Lummy? Last question before we go into words.
Who would you offer up here?
Colton, of course. The same guy you're making a retirement card for.
You high bastard.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps. It's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to KEEPS.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's KEEPS.com/POTUS. KEEPS.com/POTUS.